You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by S&G Grant Thornton Tax Advisory Services. And I'm joined in studio by the Associate Director of Tax at S&G Grant Thornton, Mabuto Mtembu, to take a look at the budget conversation that took place today and get his thoughts around some of the pronouncements made by the minister. Mabuto, lovely to have you in studio as always. Thanks so much. I think we're making a regular habit of this, and it's still important conversations that need to be had. I want to start with your thoughts around the previous conversation that we had with the Commissioner of the South African Revenue Services, some of the important features or standout comments made by the Commissioner.
Now, thank you very much, and good evening to the listeners. I think the minister obviously, has indicated, or rather the commissioner, has indicated some positive signs from a revenue collection point of view. And that was also confirmed this afternoon by the Minister of Finance. I think obviously the positive signs are quite good for South Africa in order to be able to deal with the budget deficit that the country has been grappling with for some time. And I think what also came out quite strongly is the fact that government is now managing the debt service costs, which were projected in the initial projections that they would be at about 7.7% year on year. But that has been revised to 3% year on year. So that's a good sign, especially on the basis that from a revenue collection point of view, in order to meet the expenditure of the government, debt is no longer an option. Because of the high debt that South Africa currently faces, and the fact that the debt service costs are the largest item from an expenditure point of view. So from a South African revenue perspective, it's quite positive to see that the investment that the government committed in the budget of 7.1 billion in order for SARS to be able to, to improve its collection capacity, in order for SARS to be able to modernize its systems, is bearing some good fruits. And I think that's a positive sign. And the minister has attributed the fact that there's quite improvement from a compliance perspective, and that has contributed quite significantly for SARS in order to be able to collect additional revenue. So one hopes that we continue in that path, in that trajectory, because it's now going to have quite a positive impact, because the government has two avenues now in which to raise revenue. It's either they increase their taxes or they improve collections. So if they improve collections, then at least as African citizens, we should celebrate the fact that we may not potentially see the government increasing taxes, either individual taxes or the VAT, which obviously became a backlash in the beginning of the year when the budget was initially announced. So these are positive signs, and hopefully that the government continues in that trajectory and SARS continues to improve in collecting taxes.
Speaking of positive signs, Mabuto, the Minister of National Treasury, Minister Godongwana, said in his statement, and I quote, "We will also achieve a primary budget surplus of 68.5 billion rand, or 0.9% of GDP this year," end quote. I can't remember the last time I heard the words budget and surplus coming out of a statement like this. Take us through the significance of that, and just as you touched on earlier, the reduction in debt servicing costs and how that's contributed to this.
Yeah. No. It's obviously, we haven't had this message for quite a long time. So it is positive messages. And as I've indicated, I think let's continue on that path, and the government should ensure that they continue to implement whatever measures in order to restore the fiscal sustainability and the fiscal stability that they've committed to. So I think what is quite important is that with SARS obviously having received quite substantial amount of money in order to modernize, the commissioner indicated that I think one of the key drivers in revenue collection was around the value-added tax. And again, that doesn't come from the VAT increase, which was initially announced by the government, but it comes from the SARS being able to increase its human capacity, beef up its human capital capacity in order for SARS to be able to collect. We know that a significant amount of the committed budget to SARS was actually targeted towards increasing the human capacity for SARS to be able to collect. So there's a huge amount of debt total debt that SARS has to collect. And we've seen some improvements in that regard. And the significant amount of the debt that is owed by the public to SARS, in fact, 57% of that relates to value-added tax. And SARS, in fact, has the minister announced in the initial budget that there would be SARS would be modernizing its VAT processes, its VAT systems, bringing artificial intelligence and bringing, top-class technology in order to improve compliance. So, and what happened is that after the budget, in fact, the initial budget, is that there were amendments in the VAT law that were promulgated by the minister, which give effect to VAT modernization. So that is going to be quite a significant area of focus by SARS. And obviously, taxpayers need to ensure that they gear up their systems in order to be able to modernize and meet all the modernization requirements that SARS will pronounce through the regulations that they will publish.
Mabuto, before I let you go, your final thoughts on the budget. Do we have a plan, or this, or not the budget, rather the statement that was delivered? Do we have a plan that is a workable plan?
I believe we do have a plan that is workable, and I'm quite excited that the prospect of tax increases in the 2026 budget are not feasible at this stage. Again, obviously, depending on the number of factors, and one of them starts being able to continue performing at the same rate in which they have performed, better than what they even expected themselves. But one area that I'm hoping that the government will announce in the budget is around the VAT registration threshold increase, which has remained stagnant over the last 16 years. Now, you will agree with me, time value of money, the million today is not worth the million, many, many moons ago. So there's a lot of businesses, small businesses especially, that are being now, are being brought into the VAT net. And again, if we want to support economic development and deal with the issues of unemployment, it's very important that we lessen or ease the burden of compliance and administrative burden for small businesses. And one of the areas in which small businesses, in fact, are prone or are susceptible to closure is around VAT compliance and administration. So that's one area that the government should look at and at least adjust the VAT rate, the VAT registration threshold to about 3 million in order to be able to support small businesses, because you don't want to end up in a situation where the key focus around tax collection also has a detrimental effect on other key priorities of government to deal with unemployment and to deal with job creation. Yeah.
Perhaps that will be mentioned by the South African Revenue Services as they pioneer their Tax Administration 3.0. We have a few details around that, but we unfortunately have run out of time, so we'll have to revisit this conversation with Mabuto at another time. Thank you so much to you, Mr. Mtembu, for joining us in studio and for giving of your time. Mabuto Mtembu, Associate Director at SNG Grant Thornton.
Thank you very much.
This interview was brought to you by SNG Grant Thornton Tax Advisory Services.
Computex, your automated tax calculator. Experience seamless tax management with Computex, an advanced calculator for effortless current and deferred tax calculations. Integrated with tax legislation and IAS 12, it's perfect for all businesses. Acting as a smart AI companion with self-learning capabilities for accurate tax treatment. Boost your tax team's productivity with Computex. Efficiency redefined. Sign up now for a free 15-day trial by emailing tax.info@sng.gt.com.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.